Many of you have texted saying how much you love the book. Steve says it deserves to win the Booker. Victoria says it's the best book I've read for years. And several others among similar lines. Susan Thornton on Beijing and Taipei. The Beijing regime says an email claims Taiwan is an integral part of China and talks of reunification. Taiwan had been an independent island of Austronesians, distant cousins of the Maori, since about 3000 BC until brief Dutch rule from 1624. The Qing dynasty annexed part or all of the island in 1683, then ceded it in perpetuity to Japan in 1895. In 1945, the nationalist Chinese Kuomintang occupied it as the spoils of war from the defeated Japanese, which seems the sole basis for Beijing's claim. And Jamie says, I've been to Taiwan 6 times. I have a 6-year-old son growing up there. I've never once had a bad experience with friendly people. Taiwan was once called Formosa, beautiful island. I think that was the Republic of Formosa quite briefly. And indeed, it is very beautiful. Asia's best kept secret, with tourism and many business opportunities, coupled with direct flights to Taipei. I think New Zealand would do very well, opening a bubble with zero COVID, Taiwan. And a mysterious text came through wondering why I am being censored on the website. And we know you've been muzzled. We know that you've been threatened. When are you going to stick it to them? You know this isn't right. You know. We know you know. Why don't you quit? Go private. And we will follow you. This is not the New Zealand that we know. Have you been vaccinated? Great to hear Dame Cindy Kiro. As one of the officials, I had the privilege of briefing her on Zoom on aspects of the role. I love the reference to Governor General's school. Feel quite inspired about this new stage of a constitutional journey. What a wahine rangatira. 22 minutes to 10. Oh, a text came in saying, clearly, you're very suspicious this morning. A text came in saying, why is your program not dealing with the announcements that were made by the government yesterday? RNZ is publicly funded and the public is forgotten. Have you been vaccinated? Yes, lots of people sharing their experiences of artworks on the walls. As a child, says Vicky, I regularly went to see a specialist. He had a picture of an animal hospital, animals with paws in bandages. I loved that picture. It was an important part of the visit. Dunedin Hospital is not only, but also, an art gallery with every wall covered with wonderful NZA art. My dad, says Linda, is 90 with Alzheimer's, and he ends up in the same ward at Christchurch Hospital regularly. When he can get up and use his walker again, we go as many laps of the ugly corridor as he can manage. And our highlight is the art on the wall. It's abstract and colourful. And Dad has a lot to say about all the things he sees in the pictures. The intimacy of going through the hospital experience with him is challenging and painful, but beautiful too. And as he gets better again, the joy of seeing him walk and talk about the art. Hospital art is beautiful. Somebody shared the idea of the dentist that they used to go to having a print of Edvard Munch's The Scream on the wall. Don't do that. Lots of love for Miriam Margolyes and huge astonishment about the fact that I had not heard of Monkey. Monkey was enormously popular in the 80s when I was a child, says someone. Every kid in the playground wielding sticks in a dangerous manner. Can't believe you didn't know about it. Tripitaka, says another. How could you not know Monkey? Excessive and obsessive watching after school back in the 80s. Look, my only excuse is I was not a child in the 80s. Neither did I have one. And lots of feedback about art in hospitals. As I said, Megan Dunn sparked a lot of you to comment. When I was having, and not only visual art per se, but Katie says when I was having treatment in the Auckland Hospital haematology ward years ago, I would walk the corridor and the only art that didn't upset me, because there's a plaque underneath naming a bereaved family, was a poem by Jenny Bornholt. Later I wrote a story about a woman waiting for stem cells. Weighing Up the Heart is the name of the poem. I always wanted to say thank you to Jenny for her line, wave your arms around and see the sky bloom. Dick Frizzell wrote to say that he was once commissioned to produce a lithographic print for the Ascot Hospital years ago, 45 prints in 45 runes or something. When I suggested to the committee that it could prove to be a bit repetitive, they said, you can only get sick in one room at a time, Dick. And Lauren says, I'll never forget the pink walls and shopping mall type print of almost cartoon flowers on the wall when I got my breast cancer diagnosis. I guess I'm quite a cynic, but I was furious and doubly sickened that the room was so obviously the place you're going to get bad news. It was so badly overdone with poor art and colour. I felt mocked.